Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. A very happy Wednesday morning to you. You found the Cook and Joe Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, and I am thrilled to death that you did. No Joe Starkey today. He's off for the rest of the week. He'll be back in Monday morning at 10. I'm Ron Cook, talking sports with you up until 2 o'clock, as usual. A lot to talk about and a good show plan. You're going to hear from Jay Caulfield on the Penguins at 11 o'clock as they inch closer to the start of the restart of the NHL season. That'll come up at 11. Derek Shelton, the Pirates manager, at noon in his regular spot with us. And then at 1 o'clock, Ed Bouchette will be along to talk NFL. We got a lot of NFL stuff to talk about. Deadline days today and still negotiations going on to try to get the season going. We're going to talk at length about the NFL and also some college football stuff. But I wanted to start with our top eight like we always do. Number eight, you heard Colony talk about the Penn schedule. Man, you can almost see it now. It's there in front of you. We've known for a while that the play-in round with Montreal, the best of five, would start August 1st. Now we find out yesterday there will be an exhibition game against the Flyers on July 28th at 4 o'clock. It's actually going to be the first hockey game back. The Penguins and Flyers, the exhibition game, will be the first hockey game back since the pandemic. So looking forward to that right around the corner, and then really looking forward to the August 1st game against Montreal, the first game of a best-of-five preliminary round against the Canadiens. We'll have more as we go along with the show today as practice gets going at the Lemieux Center. We'll find out if those nine players that have been held out, including Patrick Hornquist, might be back today. We'll keep you up to date with that as we progress with the show. Number seven, Myles Garrett, getting paid like a quarterback. The Cleveland Browns defensive end, 5 years, $125 million, according to the reports. Man, he's come a long way since that night last November, right, when he swung that helmet at Mason Rudolph. He was suspended for the rest of the year. The Browns have been unwavering in their support of him. He, of course, you know, came out twice and two different occasions said that his action with the helmet was prompted by racial slurs by Rudolph, which Rudolph and everyone connected with the Steelers have denied. But in any case, Myles Garrett, 5 years, $125 million deal. What is that going to make T.J. Watt worth? It's going to make T.J. worth a lot is what it's going to do. When you get a contract like that for a defensive end, and I know, you know, we're still in that Bud Dupree, and I'm going to talk about him momentarily. You know, outside linebacker versus defensive end. But T.J. Watt is going to break the Steelers' bank. There's no question. Other signing yesterday, Kansas City defensive tackle Chris Jones. He did okay for himself as well. 4 years, $85 million. He was a franchise tag guy. So he got his deal done before the deadline today. People ask, how could the Kansas City Chiefs afford this after giving Patrick Mahomes so much money? Well, Mahomes' deal doesn't kick in until 2022. Number six, today is deadline day for franchise tag players. If they're not signed by 4 o'clock this afternoon, they can't renegotiate and will have to play under their one-year tag. Dupree already has signed his, but he does have the ongoing grievance going against the Steelers. He wants to be paid as thought they should have designated him as a defensive end instead of an outside linebacker, which would pay him about $2 million more. So the Steelers have until 4 today to do a long-term deal with Dupree, or if not, he'll have to play the one-year tag, whatever it is, the $15.8 million or $17.8 million, depending on how his grievance goes. A couple other prominent players not expected to do a deal before the deadline. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott expected to play under a one-year tag for $31.4 million. A.J. Green, the wide receiver for Cincinnati, expected to play for 1 year, $18 million. And Derrick Henry, who may be the biggest bargain in the league, the outstanding Tennessee running back, he's expected to play for 1 year, $10.278 million. He's only the fourth highest paid running back in the league, and man, he was just about the best last year, at least down the stretch towards the playoffs. Number five, city officials in Philadelphia announced yesterday that no fans will be at Eagles games or Phillies games this season. Philadelphia mayor, in fact, Jim Kenney, has banned any kind of large gatherings until February. This doesn't affect the Steelers, you know, because the NFL has said that each team will be given the right to determine whether it can have fans in the stadium or not. Yesterday, the Patriots announced they're going to have 20% in, hoping to have 20% in, selling blocks of seats in no more than 10 seats. But the Eagles, we're going to talk at length about this a little bit later. No fans in Philly for this season. And number four, NFL negotiations ongoing. Again, why do these sides wait till the last minute? Training camp 2 weeks away. Still many issues to be settled, including opt-out negotiations. If a guy has a pre-existing condition, how much does he be paid? If he doesn't play, if his family has conditions, does he get paid if he doesn't play? Testing, how often, exhibition games. Players want none, owners want two. Still a lot of negotiations to be done before they get the NFL back to camps in a couple weeks. Not scheduled to talk today after talking the last couple days. I just don't get why you wait till the last minute to do these things. I mean, they knew when camp was going to start, but what do I know? Number three, Yasiel Puig signs with the Braves. No word on the money. There had been at least the minimal speculation that Puig might sign with the Pirates. That didn't come from the Pirates people. I don't think it was ever a consideration for them. More, I guess, wishful thinking from people on the outside. But Puig goes to Atlanta, and he'll take the spot of Nick Markakis, who last week, I believe, opted out of playing this season. So the Braves sign Yasiel Puig. Number two, Tyler Glass now. You know the name. Former Pirates pitcher went in a horrible trade to Tampa for and Chris Archer. He had tested positive a while back for the coronavirus, missed the first 11 days of the Rays training camp. Reported back yesterday, said he's healthy, jumped right into a simulated game, 49 pitches, 3 1/3 innings, said he feels great and that he plans on being fine for the opener coming up on July 24th, the start of the season. So good to hear that Tyler Glass now is feeling better. Number one, it's a big weekend for golf. Tiger Woods is coming back. He's going to play in Jack Nicklaus's tournament, the Memorial, in Dublin, Ohio. First tournament for Tiger since February 16th. I guess he spoke yesterday saying overabundance of caution. I didn't want to take a chance by coming back when the PGA Tour resumed. He hasn't played since February 16th. He did do that exhibition with Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning in May, but this will be his first actual golf tournament. He's won the Memorial 5 times. This is the 45th year of the Memorial, Jack Nicklaus's baby. And by the way, Nicklaus said, yes, he's going to follow his custom. He's going to be at the 18th green to shake the hand of the winner. And he said, if the winner doesn't want to shake my hand, we'll do fist bumps or elbow bumps or something. So big weekend in Muirfield Village, Ohio, at the Memorial Tournament. Tiger Woods coming back. All right, we are just getting started. I want to talk some more about the stuff going on in the NFL. We'll get to that. As I said, we'll get into hockey at 11 o'clock with Jay Caulfield. But appreciate you being along for the ride.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.